I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. And I am the lead writer over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. So your San Antonio Spurs are about to do something that they've been doing for years on end, the Rodeo Road Trip. It begins tonight as they will face the Sacramento Kings to kick off or tip off the annual excursion away from San Antonio. Now, look, you're probably going to read everywhere, oh, how many miles they're going to do, and they're going to go from this point A to point B in X amount of days, and, oh, it's the time for them to come together. You've heard it before. It's boring. It's been there. We've done that. So we're going to do something different with the Rodeo Road Trip on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Expectations. What do we expect coming out once it's all the dust is settled and the Spurs are done with their eight-game roadie? What do we expect to see? Good things? Bad things, kind of things in the middle. So that's what we're going to do today on this episode of Locked On Spurs. To do that, I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And by the way, this is a time where they come together, Joe, and yay, we've heard this time and time again.
Yeah, it's, you know, the same old cliche over and over. This is the time they gel. They're going to make a good push right before the playoff run. And I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm not so happy about this road trip, so we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and kick things off. And expectations. Look, the Spurs, you know, if there's an eight-game roadie, as you know. It starts off tonight in Sacramento and in Brooklyn, and then they'll be back. They got a big gap in between. They have close to 9 days off because of the annual NBA All-Star break. So there'll be some rest moments. The Spurs are definitely going to get that and then some. You know, they got a couple of back-to-backs peppered throughout this road trip. But, Joe, when I look at this Spurs team heading into this long road trip, my expectation is this: even. I'm going to say they're going to come out even. I expect this team to come out with a 500 record. Now, look, all time, they have a winning record. The Spurs, when they're away from the San Antonio, they pretty much get it done on the annual road trip. Overall, Joe, this is astonishing. They have a point differential of plus 576. I mean, they're just destroying teams. But last season, Joe, we saw them go below 500, 2-4 on the Rodeo road trip. So basically, Joe, I think the Spurs are going to come out 500. They're going to go 4-4. Why? Because face it, yes, I get it. They're riding a five-game winning streak heading into tonight's contest. I understand that they could build on their one-game road win streak, beating New Orleans before they won four in a row in San Antonio. But it's the way they've been closing out games. Why did they had no business letting a team like the Pelicans come back in that fourth quarter to end the four-game home streak. They brought it down from a 22-point lead. Pelicans brought that down all the way to three. We saw nail biters left and right with this team. Joe, the way they're going into tonight's contest and the start of the Rudy road trip isn't sitting well with me. That's why I got them going 4-4. And especially on the road where they suck and they have a 10-15 record well below 500, Joe.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You know, I was right with you on that. You know, I was going to say, you know, the Spurs could easily go 5-3 on this Rodeo road trip. But given their defensive lapses that they've, you know, seemed to have issues with, even in this four-game homestand, they've had their lapses. They've had trouble beating inferior teams or teams that mm-hmm. are not up to the talent level that the Spurs are at, you know. We have an up-and-coming team like the Phoenix Suns that gave them fits. You know, they had their issues with the Pelicans who are without Anthony Davis, you know, and are kind of struggling on their own with the behind-the-scenes drama, which was ripe for the picking. They go up on them by 20 points, as you stated. Fourth quarter, they collapse again, allow this team to get within 3 or 4 points and barely squeak out a win. So given that scenario, I can really see them going 4-4. My expectation is if they can clean that up and maybe not have these fourth quarter collapses, they could easily go 5-3. But 4-4 is a very realistic expectation, Jeff.
Yeah, look, I mean, they they clung on to a 3-point win over the Nets in San Antonio. Granted, the Nets did not have maybe their second best player, Spencer Dinwiddie. He was out. But nevertheless, you know, the Spurs barely eked out that game. We talked about the Pelicans game where they got away. They snuck away from that thing. What went away to 113. Spurs got the W. The Spurs saw their 20-plus point lead evaporate late in the fourth. Then you got the Suns, 126 to 124. The Spurs had no business letting a Suns team that at that time was 11-41 take them down to the wire. I get it. Silver lining, 5-game winning streak. I get it. Silver lining, 4-game home winning streak before going on the roadie road trip. And all that matters are W. But they were able to have them home cooking. The last 2-minute report, a recent one, did admit that LaMarcus Aldridge fouled a Pelicans player late in the game. That could change the whole dynamic, the whole outcome of the game if the refs called that. They're not closing out teams that they should beat. They're not popping teams in the mouth that they should pop in the mouth. They're letting teams hang around, and they cannot allow that to happen on the road where they struggle on the road. Joe, 4-4, I think is realistic. I do agree with you. It's realistic. And it would not surprise me, Joe, to see a few more of these games go down to the wire again, because the Spurs defense has also been erratic of late.
It has. And one of those games I think is actually going to go down to the wire is going to be that Kings game tonight, man. I think that the Kings might catch the Spurs sleeping a little bit, and they might sneak up on them. You know, the Spurs don't want to start off the rodeo road trip with an L. And if they don't come up with the energy right off the bat to really, you know, show that they're ready to play, they can find themselves down real quick.
Well, the good news is San Antonio is undefeated versus the Kings when they do face them on the rodeo road trip. So that part of the rodeo road trip history bodes well for San Antonio tonight, taking on Sacramento. Overall, Joe, 4-4. I think those are my expectations for the Spurs. A 500 record coming back to San Antonio next month. Joe, what is your first expectation of the rodeo road trip, or the 2019 Spurs rodeo road trip?
I'm with you on that, you know, as far as them, you know, probably splitting this rodeo road trip at 4-4. But the expectation is, can they find themselves on the defensive end? You know, that's been the big question mark. And we always have these cliches, you know, they gel together, they're going to make a push. You know, forget all that nonsense. It's not cliche anymore. It's they're in trouble right now. Yeah, they can't find themselves defensively, Jeff. This team is really going to be in trouble, because they really need to clean it up and get consistent on the defensive end. It all starts with defense. And as we've seen, if the Spurs can't play defense, their system just does not work. They can't hope to play teams that have winning records if they can't at least slow them down and make it harder for them to score, especially in the fourth quarter, especially when the Spurs have had the lead and let it slip through their fingers.
Yeah, they're doing that at home. They cannot do that. They cannot afford to do that away from the AT&T Center. I agree with you. I expect this team to rally together on the defensive end. There's no doubt this team can put up numbers on the offensive end. 7 players in double-digit scoring is almost the norm now. But you're talking about defense. They're going to need to bring some defense against the defending champs Golden State Warriors in the second stop of the rodeo road trip. They're going to have to try to slow down Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum on the third stop when they go visit Portland. Oh, and by the way, they also got Toronto. You know, somebody plays for them. And the number one team, one of the best teams in the league right now, that the Raptors, they're going to have to play some defense. At the end of the day, this team can't score out, and that's great. But if they can't stop the other team, they're going to have some big issues on the roadie road trip. And remember, they're not going to have home cooking anymore. They're going to be in hostile territory. They're going to be hearing fans rain down boos, and, you know, it's not going to be friendly confines. So the Spurs got to get things together on the defensive end. We know they can do it offensively. Hopefully they can do it defensively. Joe and I are going to take our first break. We get back, we're going to continue talking about our expectations of the 2019 Spurs rodeo road trip. Joe and I are back, and we're continuing our talk on our expectations of the Spurs rodeo road trip. Joe, you're the guest, so I'll let you go next. What is your second expectation for the Spurs once this ball goes up in the air and the 8-game roadie begins?
The expectation is I want to see them actually get better at shooting the three. And what I mean by that is the bench has been great when it comes to shooting the three. However, the starters, that's where you have some problems, Jeff. You know, if the starters can't, you know, make a team, you know, a little bit afraid of them, I guess, when they step back behind the arc and kind of keep them honest, you know, I think by them not being able to capitalize on consistently shooting a three-pointer is really harboring or hampering the Spurs moving forward as far as when they have matchups against some of these better teams in the NBA. I'd like to see some of these starters maybe, you know, start taking a few more threes, you know, and not having to rely so much on bench players like Davis Bertans or Marco Bellinelli or Bryn Forbes. You know, we need to see these starters at least, you know, start attempting some three-pointers. I'm not saying they got to chunk them up, but if you're open, I mean, at least try to take it, you know, get confidence, and maybe they can build upon that, especially for the postseason.
Well, Joe, you know, look, the Spurs are currently the best shooting three-point team at 41%. At least that's their clip from beyond the arc, which ranks first in the NBA. Now, look, I disagree with you in the sense that I think they can knock down the three. They've shown it consistently, and maybe you're right. You know, maybe some of the starters don't knock down those threes. You know, obviously, DeMar DeRozan doesn't have a history of that. LaMarcus Aldridge rarely takes a three. And, of course, you know, you have Bryn Forbes, Derek White. White is not really a three-point specialist. So I see that. You want to see more balance on that first unit scoring-wise. But I say don't fix what's not broken. I mean, the starting unit has been playing great. You know, Derek White has been playing out of his mind since forever. I mean, maybe he had a little hiccup when he came back from injury, but he's been playing steady. Bryn Forbes as well. LaMarcus Aldridge has been a beast. DeMar DeRozan is slowly but surely trying to find his way. For you to say that they need more balance as far as where they get their offensive production out of the first unit, okay, fine, I agree with you, but I think the Spurs will be fine from the three-point line. You know, for me, Joe, you know, my final expectation of the Rodeo road trip is Lonnie Walker. I expect him to grow bigger on and off the court, not literally physically, but you as far as in integrating himself into the Spurs system and among the roster. He's been in and out of the G League. He had an extended time in Austin. You know, it's kind of been bouncing in and out, but they brought him out to this rodeo road trip, and he's on that squad right now. So I want to see his development grow on and off the court, what it is to bond with his teammates, what it is to bond with the veterans, what it is to hopefully to get some run on that court. Give him some NBA experience away from the AT&T Center, away from his comfort zone, in enemy territory, in hostile fan territory. Let him really see what it's like to play against some of the best, the Warriors, the Raptors, the Blazers, all lined up. Now, granted, will that likely happen? Probably not, especially if they've been close games, as they have been in the past few games before the Rodeo road trip. But I just hope and I expect to see Lonnie Walker on and off the court development, what it is to be an NBA player, just really blossom in this Rodeo road trip. Joe, what are your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. You know, the big enigma or the big question mark that we have is, what can he really do? You know, we don't really know that, because we've seen what he can do when he's at, you know, playing with the Austin Spurs in the G League. But he hasn't had a lot of run here in the regular season. He's had a couple of games here and there where he's made an appearance, but I agree with you. I think Pop needs to go ahead and play him a little bit more, especially if the Spurs are up big, you know, and they know that they're going to have the win in hand, and it's like maybe the five minute mark in the fourth quarter or something of that nature. Let the kid get some run, you know, let him get out there and let's see what he can do. We know that he's a very explosive player. He has some hops and he's very athletic. So I'd like to see him, you know, like you said, get some more playing time, get some more experience. We never know. We might need him. And, you know, the Spurs make a run in the postseason. You know, it's never safe to think that somebody might not get, you know, somebody might get injured, you know, and we don't have anybody to back them up. You know, if Lonnie Walker has some experience under his belt and he builds a little bit of confidence, he won't be so shaky if that were to occur, you know, where he had to come in for an injured player.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully the rookie, and it goes for Metu as well. I mean, Tyrese Metu, I think he's been getting a little bit more San Antonio Spurs experience than maybe Walker has. But to see his develop as well. So it goes for both of the rookies. You know, hopefully they'll use this time and if they to grow. And if they don't even sniff a second just to be with the team, I think it's going to be huge for their development. Joe and I are going to take a final break, but we get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast SA. Joe, let's going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We pretty much, you know, beat up the Rudy road trip. So what do we expect? But we're going to leave off on this final note. Isn't it a travesty that Davis Bertans was not invited to the NBA three-point contest, even though he publicly said he's not going to go and that he'd rather use the time to spend his time with the family, et cetera, et cetera. But just the fact he didn't get an invite and he's one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA this season, I think that is just – that's just, to me, it felt like a slap in the face.
Yeah, you know, the Spurs are never that popular, you know, and it's always a popularity vote when it comes to the NBA All-Star game, you know, and the festivities and three-point shooting, the skills challenge, that kind of thing. So, you know, I would use this, like he even said in a quote, use it as motivation for next season.
Yeah.
Make it to where you come out and you're just on fire and there leave no doubt that you should not be in that three-point contest. Mm-hmm. You know, you make it to where it's almost impossible for them to say, oh, no, we can't put you in. Because I think the excuse this year was he didn't take nearly as many three-point shots as some of the others who made it, which is a big lie.
Lame. Yes. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think this is a situation where the NBA really needs to, you know, reconsider how they invite guys, especially a player like Bertans, who's just been knocking down three-point shots. As mentioned, his shooting percentage is among the best in the league. And now look, you know, he, as we mentioned already, you know, he's not going to participate, you know, and I agree with that in the sense of he wants to spend time with his family, fine. But I also agree with this too. I take a page out of the water boy, you know, that's his tackling fuel moving forward. That's his fuel to get angry at the non-invite and just rain down threes on the rest of the league once the Spurs get on the court tonight versus Sacramento. So if there's any silver lining in this is that hopefully it'll just fuel Davis Bertans and knock down those three and just become, you know, one of the even better three-point shooter in the NBA. But those are our thoughts on the Spurs and the Rodeo road trip and a little bit about Davis Bertans non-invite, which is just incredible. It's mind-blowing why he didn't get an invite. Joe, let me start off with you. Where can fans get a hold of you? Where can they interact with you?
They can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it's Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast, again on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And they can also check us out on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
There you go. Give them a follow, and Joe and his team give you everything, not only just from Spurs, but other parts of the sporting world. Wrestling, Joe, you got wrestling in there too, right?
Sometimes, but we're working on that. Sometimes. We might actually have somebody jumping on, but usually we give, you know, everything from the sporting world that has to do with football, you know, baseball, and anything in between, even entertainment news.
There you go. Give Joe a follow and check out his Spurs podcast, Two Shots Podcast. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. And I urge you to go to the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, Fox 29 San Antonio. .com. Joe, it just seems to me, though, that only LaMarcus Aldridge will be the lone representative for Silver and Black in Charlotte in a few weeks. Because let's face it, we know Bertans not going to three-point shootout. We know Derek White did not get invited to the skills comp or the Rising Stars Challenge. And there's only the NBA slam dunk contest, and we know no Spurs are going to go. Joe, I can't believe this. The NBA is doing this bad right now, Joe.
Yeah, they are, but you know, just use it as motivation to come back that much stronger next season. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. We can't leave it a better note than that. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.